Now, if you are like me, when perhaps you can also be easily tempted when you see this picture. Okay? Nasaan na ba yung ating PowerPoint? Ayan, di ba? Kung kagaya ko kayo, madali tayo matutukso dito, di ba? Ano ba yan? Kung kagaya ko kayo, di ba, na mahilig kumain, madali tayo matukso kapag nakakita tayo ng ganyang picture. Or perhaps, maybe food is not your weakness, so what about pornography? If food is not your issue, maybe pornography or any other addiction. Or perhaps you are tempted to steal from your company. Or for students, you are tempted to cheat during exams. Or the question now is, do you give in? That's the question. Do you give in to temptations? When being tempted, the reality is we struggle. And often we hear this phrase, the struggle is real. And it's true. Temptations abounds, especially in our modern time. There are a lot of things. When you just open up the internet, temptation is there. Just look around you, there are a lot of temptations. So the question is, do we give in? Are you going to give in to temptation? And worse is, maybe sometimes we give in to temptation, so what do? Sometimes we try to cover up. Pinagtatakpan natin. Di ba yung ating mga kasalanan? At kapag hindi na natin kayang pagtakpan yan, if we can no longer cover it up, what do? We blame others. Worse is we blame God. Because Lord, you put me there in this situation, so sa'yo may kasalanan. Di ba? Ganyan tayo eh. Kung hindi si Lord, we try to blame other people. At ganun din po ako sometimes sa asawa ko, tatanungin ako, ba't ka kumain yan? Ay ko, anong kinain? Alam niyo kung saan nakita? Sa Facebook, di ba? Kasi yan ang problema. Minsan tinatago mo na, yung mga kasama mo naman, kukuna ng picture. Tapos ipopost, hindi ko nga kinukuna ng picture eh. Yung mga kinakain ko, yung mga kasama ko ang kumukuha ng picture. So usually, ano yung sasabihin ko lagi? Ya mo na, minsan lang naman yan. Sino ba sa atin yung ganyan ng excuse? Na kapag ka laging, ba't? Minsan lang naman yan. Palagi na lang minsan, pero napapadalas yata yung minsan. Diba? Palagi na lang yan ang excuse. Or, sometimes, ako mismo, I try to blame others. Eh, yung host kasi, nung pinuntahan ko, yan ang hinanda eh. Wala namang ibang makain, kung hindi yan lang. So, parang sinisi mo pa ngayon yung naganda. Instead of you just saying no to temptations, I try to be tempted. Because of my situation. That's why food now is a temptation. Hindi na po pwede sa akin yan. Yung mga nakalagay dyan sa picture. So, what's the lesson for us this afternoon? This is what I want us to learn this afternoon. We should resist temptations in our lives. May I invite all of you to please stand in reverence to the reading of God's Word. Open our Bibles to James chapter 1. James chapter 1 verses 13 to 18. James chapter 1 verses 13 to 18. The Word of God says, "Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers and sisters. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures." May God be praised for the reading of his word. Let us pray. Father, we thank you once again for your word. Lord, I pray that may we truly learn on how to resist temptation based on your word. May we be able to see, Lord God, the gravity of sin. Once we give in to temptation, we have read, Lord God, that it can bring death in our life. So Father, I pray that may we be able to see this gravity. And Lord, if we are in sin right now, I pray, Lord God, that may we truly repent of our sin and resist temptation from now on. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Please be seated. So we'll now continue our sermon series entitled Triumph Through Trials, based on the book of James. Remember, in the first few verses, in verses 2 to 4, we learned that trials has a purpose. That God allows trials in our lives because it has a purpose. And the purpose of God is for our character. It's for the development of our character. And then from verses 5 to 8, we learned that when we are in trials, during trials, what do we need to do? We need to ask for wisdom from the Lord. Wisdom means asking God for guidance or leading. And then verses 9 to 12, we learned 2 weeks ago, we learned that both rich and poor encounter trials. Both. Whether you are rich or poor, you will encounter trials. But the good news is in verse 12, it says there, blessed is the man who remains steadfast during trials. Why? Because he will receive a reward. The Bible says a crown of life. So persevere. Keep going. Keep going during trials because there is a reward. Today, we will move from trials to temptation. Now, temptation. What is the connection between these two words? Because sometimes dito tayo nalilito eh. Sa temptation, trials and temptation. Church, when you commit sin, that's temptation. That's not trial. Okay? Yes, God allows you to go through trials. Remember, that's for our character. But pagka tayo nagkasala na, when we are in trials, that's temptation. We should not blame God for it. When we are in the midst of difficulties and then we commit sin, that's temptation. And that is not coming from the Lord. And we should not blame God. Okay, look at verse 13. It says here, let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For, why? Because, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. And the word tempted here, actually in Greek, it means to test. And not only to test, the other meaning is to entice to do evil. To entice to an improper behavior. So given the context, that is why the translator uses the word temptation, because for obvious reason, kaya po hindi na inilagay dyan na testing yan. It's a temptation to do evil. And there's a thin line between trials and temptation. There's a thin line, especially for us mga Filipinos, because sometimes when we are in trials, the reason we are giving if we commit sin is a kapit sa patalim. Narinig niyo ba yan? Yan ang misa na lagi natin idinadahilan. Once na nag-commit na ng sin, kapit na sa patalim. Ginagamit nating excuse yung trials. But remember, trials is good. It's for our character. Once you commit sin, that is not coming from the Lord. Okay? Because the Bible is clear, for God cannot be tempted, nor he can tempt no one, or he will tempt no one. Why? Because God is holy. Church, he cannot even stand sin. He cannot even look at sin. God is holy. God is righteous. Look at what the Bible says about God. In Exodus chapter 15, it says, who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness? God is holy. Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 13, your eyes are too pure to approve evil. So your eyes are too pure to approve evil. And you cannot look on wickedness with favor. 1 John chapter 3, verse 5, referring to our Lord Jesus Christ. You know that he, Jesus Christ, appeared in order to take away sins. And in him, you see that? In him, there is no sin. Remember, the Lord Jesus, in his humanity, he was tempted by the devil. And he experienced the full weight of temptation. And yet, Jesus Christ, our Lord, he did not commit any sin. God is holy. God is righteous. He is good. and there is no evil in him. Therefore, he cannot tempt no one. He will not tempt you to commit sin. One commentary says, no evil have its way with God. He is immune to any of its provocations. There can be nothing evil about that which concerns God. Therefore, there can be nothing evil about his ways with his people. Meaning when it comes to his dealing with his people, there's no evil. It is flat error to regard any testing as a temptation to sin. No doubt, in a world of sinners who often succumb to or who gives in to temptation to aggrandize the self, and many believers feel inclined to misinterpret their trials as God-given opportunities for sin. Remember, church, when it comes to trials, there's a purpose. That's why God is allowing us to go through trials. So, but when we commit sin, it's our responsibility. We need to own up to it. Huwag nating isisi kay Lord yun. Tayo yun. But for our character development, si Lord ang kumikilos dyan. But when we commit sin, tayo ang may kasalanan doon. Wala tayong dapat sisihin. Later, we will see that in when we move to our passage. But what is important here is that God will tempt no one. So do not blame God. When you are in the midst of temptation, do not blame Him. Now, there is this thing called hyper-Calvinism. Okay? What is the teaching of hyper-Calvinism? Because they believe that God is sovereign, and we also believe, we affirm God is sovereign. Now, because they believe that God is sovereign, therefore, everything comes from the Lord, including evil. That is why, for them, they're in their teaching that God is the author of sin, for the hyper-Calvinist. But here, in this church, we believe that God is sovereign, man is responsible. Okay? We believe both. So therefore, what we believe is that God is the author of salvation, not sin. Okay? Because it's quite clear here, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and He Himself tempts no one. So sin, it did not come from the Lord. Okay? We believe in the sovereignty of God. We also believe in what we call human responsibility. We affirm both, because both are being taught in the Word of God. So we affirm both. Now, the problem sometimes as to why we put blame on God is because we do not ask for wisdom. Remember, James chapter 1, verse 5, when you are in trial so that you will not commit sin or you will not think of anything else, ask for wisdom. Ask for God's guidance and leading when you are in trial. So what can we learn from this? Human as we are, okay? Human as we are, when we commit sin, when we commit mistake, we tend to blame God or others. That is what we call the blame game. Diyan tayo magaling. Ang magturo na lang. Ayaw nating akuin yung sarili nating pagkakamali o yung ating sariling kasalanan. Let me share to you what I read from one devotional book. It says, we live in a culture of entitlement. Whenever something goes wrong, what do? People point fingers. Ganyan ba tayo? Tingnan nyo yung katabi nyo. Pag ba yan may pagkakamali, ikaw ang ituturo niyan. Look at the story of Adam and Eve. Hindi na bago yan eh. Doon sa panahon pa lang ni Adam and Eve, nandyan na yan. Kaya hanggang ngayon, it exists. Tagal na ng panahon nito, di ba? Adam and Eve. Here's what happened. Genesis chapter 3, after the fall, after both of them have eaten the forbidden fruit. In verse 9, it says, but the Lord God called to the man and said to Adam and said to him, where are you? Okay, this is after they ate the forbidden fruit. Where are you? And then Adam said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. Nagtago si Adam. And then God said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? Listen to Adam's response. Adam said, the woman whom you, okay? Sino yung you? Si God, siya kausap niya eh. The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree and I ate. It's not just the woman that Adam blamed. Kasama si Lord. Kasi sinabi niya, the woman whom you, ibinalik niya ngayon kay Lord. When I am meditating on this, sabi ko, kung ako siguro to, para bang sinabi niya, eh bakit kasi ginawa mo pa yan at binigay mo sa akin? Kung hindi mo yan ginawa at ibinigay sa akin, hindi mangyayari to. Kasama si Lord eh, doon sa blame. The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that you have done? Anong ginawa ni Eve? Sabi niya, the woman said, may nakita pa eh. Diba? Siguro paglingo niya nandun. The serpent, Lord, eto eh. He tempted me. Pagdating sa serpent, diba, wala na ngayong makita. Wala na siyang katabi eh. O, nasa kanya na yung full curse. Diba? Sa kanya ibinigay ni Lord, wala na siyang masisi. So what can we learn from that? Even during the time of Adam and Eve, nandun na yung blame game. They point fingers. So church, and yet here, the book of James, it teaches us not to blame God. When we commit sin, when we give in to temptation, do not blame God nor anyone else. Do not blame Him. Here's what the Word of God says. Look at Proverbs chapter 19, verse 3. It's a very good verse. In the New Living Translation, it says, people ruin their lives. How? What's the means? It's by their own foolishness. And yet, they are angry at the Lord. Diba? Nakakita na ba kayong ganyan? Galit na galit kay Lord. At the end of the day, pag naman nag-reflect, sarili niya naman yun, kasalanan niya naman yun. Kaya sa nagkakawindang-windang yung buhay niya. It's his fault. Because of our foolishness. And yet the Bible says, and yet you are angry with the Lord. Church, when you commit sin, when you commit mistake, it's your fault, it's my fault. Take responsibility. Own it up. Because look at what verses 14 to 15 says. In James chapter 1, verse 14 to 15. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by? Is it by the Lord? Is it by other people? No. By his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Now, take note. James said, each person. Meaning, it's you. It's me. When you commit mistake, when you commit sin, it's your responsibility. Because you are being lured and enticed by your own desire. Lured and enticed, according to Charles Ryrie, he said, this is a picture behind, the picture behind these words is that the hunter is of that of a hunter or a fisherman. It is as if there's a bait. And our desire, that's the bait. We took the bait. That's the problem. Di ba parang isda yan? Di ba pag nakakita na ba kayo ng mga nangingisda? Or ngayon di na kasi uspa isa, net na. Di ba? Eh doon kumakagat yung mga isda eh. They are being enticed by the bait. Ganun yung picture na pinapakita dito sa atin. And that word desire, the word desire there, it means longing or craving. It could mean positive or negative. Positive, if you are craving, if you are longing for God, that's positive. You are longing for the Word of God, that's positive. But if you are longing to commit sin, that's the negative. Ganyan yung pagkakagamit dito ni James. It's in the negative sense. That's why we can translate it as lust, L-U-S-T. It is, we are being lured or enticed by our own lust, our craving to commit sin. Because that's our problem, humanity. We have this what we call sinful nature. Sinful nature is the propensity, our propensity to sin. Nandun na yan. Given na yan sa atin. Kaya konting bait lang ang bilis natin minsan kumagat dyan. Yan ang problema natin. We are being lured by our own desire. Douglas Moo said, the most we can say is that James, like other Jewish and Christian authors, wants to place, look at this, look at what he said, the responsibility for temptation and sin squarely on the shoulders of each human being. We are responsible for our own action. And here's the picture of sin, as James said. Then desire, when it has conceived, it will give birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, it will bring, sabi sa Bible, death. That's the end result. Now, the word death or thanatos in Greek, okay, it could mean physical death or spiritual death, eternal death. Okay? Now, because James is talking to the believers, definitely he's not talking about eternal death, because he's already talking, my beloved brothers. Okay? So he's talking to the believers. Remember, when you put your faith on the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ, then you are saved. You have eternal life. Okay? Now, here's the thing. Remember this, even if we are already a Christian, we still commit sin, right? Even if you say, Pastor, I'm not living in sin, given that you are not living in sin, but one way or the other, still, sometimes we give in to temptation. Meron na ba dito sa atin na magsasabi na, ay, Pastor, anytime, kahit na anong temptation yan, hindi ako nag-give in dyan. Wala naman eh. Including me. Right? So, from time to time, we commit sin. But remember, okay, our sin, it could lead to death. Physical death. For example, sexual immorality. Okay? When we are indulged in sexual immorality, even if there are a lot of stories na kahit na Christian sila, sometimes they give in to temptation, sexual immorality. What if you acquired HIV? Even if it is just a one-night stand, you acquired HIV, and HIV could lead to AIDS, and AIDS could lead to death. So it's true that sin can lead to death. Even if we commit crime, sabi natin, kumapit sa patalim eh. Patalim. Kumapit tayo dyan. Minsan, one time lang yon, gusto mong mang-hold up, kung abutan ka ng polis, mapatay ka rin. The sin can really lead to physical death. If you, nung una, I'm just, when I am meditating on this, it could not be eternal death, physical death. Is it possible? Yes, it's possible. My dear brothers and sisters, kaya mag-ingat po tayo. Yun yung pinapakita ni James dito. Kung gaano kabigat yung kasalanan. Hindi po yan basta, di ba? Pwede namang ihingi ng tawad kay Lord yan. Totoo yun that the Lord can forgive you. Pero ipinapakita ngayon ni James yung full weight ng kasalanan, because it can lead to death. It can lead to death. New American Commentary says, desire is like a creature with a reproductive life of its own. Desire has become pregnant and sin is now alive within the self. Again, unlike the external trials that come from God, this entire movement from temptation to sin is internal to self. Temptation, self-induced by the power and appeal of desire, is now producing sin on the way to death. So what is its significance to us? When being tempted, remember, you are responsible for your own action. Take responsibility when it comes to your mistake and sin. I remember a TV show, and my son, Toby, loves to watch this. So I will show you a short video clip, and I hope we learn a lesson, okay, from this one-minute video clip.
Hello, everyone. Today, I learned a very important lesson about owning up to your mistakes. Christmas is a very exciting time, but it's also a very busy time, especially on Sodor. And when you're rushing, accidents are more likely to happen. That's what happened to Cranky when he dropped a crate. Cranky didn't want to get into trouble. So, he hid the crate instead of telling anyone. This led to confusion and delay. Cranky spent the day worrying about his mistake. But luckily, nothing in the crate was actually broken. Cranky realized he should have owned up to his mistake, instead of trying to hide it. Being honest and admitting when you've made a mistake is the best thing to do. That's why it's always best to own up to your mistakes.
Oh, Church, own up to your own mistake. Mabuti pa si Thomas the Train, di ba? Alam yung tama. Dapat ganun din tayo. Let's own up. Let's be responsible. When we are responsible, then we can repent of our sin. Responsibility also means repentance. And how to repent? Here's one from based on Psalm 51, and I'd just like to share this to you. We got this from the Man Up conference. Here's what we need to do, especially when we're already in sin. We take responsibility for our sin, then we need to repent. What are we going to do? First, attain a broken spirit. It's very important because if we cannot attain a broken spirit, it only means that we have pride. Yun lang yung opposite niyan. Okay? Attain a broken spirit, appeal to God's grace and loving kindness, acknowledge your own filthiness, your own sin, accept your wrongdoing before God, admit your helplessness, and ask God to restore you. And not only that, add a word of blessing to those who have been affected by your sin. Dahil definitely sometimes sa ating mga mistakes, sa ating kasalanan, may mga maapektuhan dyan. So let's pray also for them. Dahil dun sa kagagawa natin. Dahil dun sa kasalanan natin. Now, after you take responsibility, nandyan na yan, okay Lord, I'm now repenting of my sin. Here comes another temptation. What do we need to do? We need to resist temptations. Look at what he said in verses 16 to 18. He said, do not be deceived. That's what James said. Do not be deceived. My beloved brothers, every good gift, every perfect gift is from above. So all temptations, commit sin, it doesn't come from the Lord. Because what comes from the Lord are only good and perfect. From the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. First said, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Do not stray from the right way. So when there is a temptation, let's not think that it comes from the Lord. Let's not point fingers, but rather we should own it up and we should ask the Lord for wisdom. Lord, help me to get out of this. Rather than to give in, you should not be led astray because here's who God is. He said, every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. So God is good. He did not create evil. Even our free will, it's good. Sadly, Adam used it to sin. And it's his responsibility. And we cannot even point our fingers to Adam. Baka sabihin natin, eh kasi si Adam naman eh. Sana hindi niya nalang kinain, sana hindi niya pinakinggan. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 5:12. Therefore, just as sin came to the world through one man, that's Adam, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, death spread to all men because all sinned. Lahat tayo kasama dun. Yung all. Because of our own sin. Huwag natin di isisi kay Adam. Kaya nga sinabi ni James, di ba? It's by your own desire. Huwag kayong magtuturo. Huwag yung ituro yung iba. Now notice, it says, God will never ever change because it says there, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. It means God does not change. He will remain good. He will remain holy, righteous. And the example of that, salvation. Verse 18, that's a picture of salvation. It's a picture of new birth. Being born again. That's the gift from the Lord. So therefore, God is not the author of sin, but rather He is the author of salvation. Now, because of this truth, what James is saying to us is do not be deceived. In other words, we need to resist temptation because our God, He is our good God. He is our holy God. He is our righteous God. One commentary said, God chose to give the new birth. The means of the new birth was the word of truth, a description of the gospel, the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ. So church, resist temptations. How are we going to do that? Let me just show you a survey from Discipleship Journal. It says, survey respondents noted temptations were more potent. Kaya dito, minsan we easily give in to temptation. Why? Two things. First, especially for the believers, because they had neglected their time with the Lord. So once you are now in sin, just try to meditate. How's my devotion with the Lord? Perhaps, nawawala na. Second, they were physically tired. And did you know that you can easily be tempted when you are physically tired? So get some rest. Yan lang. But before you act, before you decide, take a rest. Okay? Now, on the other hand, resisting temptation was accomplished by, first, prayer. You need really prayer. Avoiding compromising situation. Lumayo ka na, kung alam mo na. Diba? Yung sa mga lugar na hindi mo dapat puntahan. Or Bible study and being accountable to someone. That's why we have this thing called growth group. Because we need to be accountable to one another so that we can resist temptation in our lives. In closing, let me quote what Thomas Leah said. In James chapter 1, verses 2 to 12, it urges us to endure trials of life. While verses 13 to 16 urges us to resist temptations. We can ask God for wisdom to know whether to endure the trial or to resist the temptation. God can supply both grace to endure and strength to resist. He uses our endurance and our resistance to give us spiritual maturity and growth in holiness and stamina. So, beloved, resist temptations. But when you give in to temptation, remember, do not blame God. Do not blame others. Take responsibility. You repent of your sin. Today is a communion Sunday, so it's good for us to have some reflection.